Off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with savings, trust, and wealth management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, David Waymire jumping center for Mountain Home for Morrilton. It will be Torian Kane. The ball is up in the air, and the Devil Dogs win the tip. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Wright with it. He's going to go into the lane for a layup. Shot was blocked by Waymire, and he's able to get the ball, and back come the Bombers with their first possession of the evening. Benton will give it to Peters, who gets it across the timeline. Peters drills to the left side, gives it to Benton, who's going to cut down towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Benton, and it will be... I thought Morrilton might have bounced off a Devil Dog, but their officials didn't see it that way. So they will get the ball back. Here is Jones with it. Throws over on the left side to Washington. Now ball goes up top to Dillard. Over on the right side now to Wright. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymire. Back on the Bombers. Benton will walk the ball into the front court. Morrilton in a man-to-man. Benton drills to the left wing, gives it to Peters in the corner. Up top now to Dichy. Finds Waymire on the low block for the layup off the glass. It rolls around and goes in, and Waymire puts Mountain Home on the board first. David Waymire using that big 6'9 frame of his to give the Bombers the first lead, 2-0. Our score, a little over a minute into this contest. Ball goes over to Washington on the left wing. Now on the right side to Wright. He will give it to Dillard, who has it up at the top and sets up the offense. He takes a screen, dribbles towards the elbow, now gives it in the paint to Kane. He puts up the jumper, good. Torian Kane ties this game up to a piece. 6.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Benton will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers. As on the right side. Now dribbles between the circles. Ball goes to Dichy at the free throw line, finds Waymire on the low block once again for another layup off the glass and in. David Waymire with all four of Mountain Home's points as the Bombers get the lead back. And now a blocking foul is going to be called on Mountain Home as Dillard was driving towards the lane. That foul is on Talon Benton. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first half. 6:03 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Jones. Now ball goes on the left wing to Washington. Up top now to Dillard. Back over on the left wing to Washington. Looks like Mount Holmes in a 2-3 zone defense. Washington drills up to the top, gives her on the right side to Wright. Now he'll throw it to Dillard, who has it on the right wing. Now he's going to drill down towards the lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around, does not go. The rebound is tipped to Talon Benton. He comes back the other way for Mountain Home. He has it on the right wing, gives it to Cruz there on the wing. He's going to go towards the lane, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul as he gets caught using his forearm. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. 5:26 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading 4-2. Here is Dillard into the front court. The ball goes up top to Jones. Over on the left side to Washington. Thought about the three. Now instead he'll throw it up top to Dillard. Over to Wright on the right wing. Back up top to Dillard. Dillard's going to drill toward the elbow. Now gives it up top to Jones. Jones is going to dribble into the lane. Gives it to Kane on the low block. His shot is blocked by Waymire. And Dichy comes up with the ball for Mountain Home. Here is Benton into the front court. Has it on the left wing. Now drills towards the corner. Thought about the three. Now he throws it up top to Peters. Back over to Benton on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton with his first 3 points of the night. A 7-2 Mountain Home lead. 4:44 left in the first quarter. Here's Dillard back the other way for Morrilton. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymire. Here's Peters across the timeline. Throws it over to Benton on the left side. He dribbles towards the corner. Now gives it back to Peters near the free throw line. He dribbles back up between the circles. Peters drills to the right wing. Takes a screen from Waymire. Goes towards the elbow. Now gives it to Dicci. He's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. Good. Garrett Dicci with his first 2 points of the night. 9-2, Mountain Home on top. 4:08 left in this opening quarter. Here's Dillard dribbling toward the right side. Gives it to Wright. Now Washington has it on the left wing. Up top to Dillard. 7-point lead for Mountain Home. Dillard takes the screen. He's going to drill towards the lane. Going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Waymire. Kane gets to the ball to keep possession for the Devil Dogs. Throws out to Washington. He drills to the left wing. Now Washington's going to drill toward the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by Benton. It's a little over 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Benton into the front court. Trying to get some distance between him and Dillard. It throws it to Dicci. Now back to Benton on the left wing. Cross court to Cruz in the corner. Down a low block to Waymire for another layup off the glass and in. David Waymire with 6 points. 11-2, Mountain Home on top. 3:13 left in the first quarter. Dillard into the front court. Throws to Jones at the top. Over to Washington on the left wing. Up top to Dillard. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound's tipped to Dicci. Back comes Mountain Home. He'll give it to Cruz into the front court. Over to Waymire on the right side. Now he gives it to Peters. Peters takes a screen from Waymire. Now throws it to Dicci. Over to Benton on the left wing. Cross court to Cruz on the right corner. He's going to take the screen from Waymire. Thought about three. Now it kicks up top to Dicci. Over to Benton on the left wing. To Peters. He has it. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the ball is saved by Lou Cruz right to the hands of Talon Benton. And Mountain Home is going to be able to set back up. Good hustle there by Luke Cruz. Benton just lost the handle of the ball. Dillard comes up with a steal. He's back the other way. He has the ball knocked away from him. The ball is still loose. And the ball is still a scramble for it. And now Kane's going to take a timeout as he grabs the ball on the floor to avoid any type of turnover. And we'll take it with him. 2:06 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leads Morrilton 11-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Morrilton takes their first time out to avoid a turnover as there was a scramble for a loose ball. Torian Kane dove for it, got down the floor for it, grabbed the ball, and quickly signaled the timeout to the official. 2:06 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading 11-2. Ball is inbounded to Jones by Jansen Bell, who checked in during the timeout. Bell, a 5'11 junior, Bell has the ball between the circles now. Looks like he checked in for Dillard. Ball goes over to Washington. Back to Bell. Once again to Washington. Down the corner goes to Jones. Jones dribbles out to the right wing. Throws it up top to Wright. Now ball goes to Washington in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Talon Benton. Back comes Mountain Home. Benton across half-court stripe. Drills to the left wing. Takes a screen from Dicci. Now throws it up top to Waymire. Back to Benton. Over to Cruz in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the night. 14-2, Mountain Home leading it. Back the other way. Bell pulling up for the jumper at the elbow. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymire. Mountain Home with the ball leading by a dozen. 1:11 left in the first quarter. Benton dribbles to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. So gives it to Cruz on the left. Up top now to Benton. Benton dribbles toward the left wing. Gives it to Deechee near the top. Back to Benton over on the wall. Finds Deechee on the low block. He loses the handle of the ball. And Morrilton comes up with, well, I thought they're about to come with the steal, but just a little too close to the baseline. They step on it. And Mount Tom's going to get the ball back with 45 and a half seconds left. 14 to 12, Bombers with the ball and the lead. Cruz will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets into Benton on the left wing. Trying to get some distance between him and his defender. Over to Deechee now, to Peters, to Cruz near the right corner. Dribbles out a little more toward the wing. Now he's going down into the lane. He throws it to Waymire. A late charge call. I think it may have been an offensive foul. But it seemed like they were waiting. I don't know what they were waiting on to call it. Luke Cruz picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Cruz is going to take a seat with his second foul with 33.3 seconds left of the quarter as he's replaced by Hunter Bashirs. Bashirs, a 6-foot junior. Bell into the front court for the Devil Dogs. Throws over on the left side to right. Now he dribbles between the circles. Gives it to Jones on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Donald Jones with his first 3 points of the night. 14-5. Mountain Home leading it. 11 seconds left. Waymire has the ball on the right wing. Gives it to Benton. 5 seconds left. They're going to have to hurry if they're going to get a shot off. Benton's going to go into the lane for the layup to try to beat the buzzer. He can't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Morrilton 14-5. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and